In theory, telephone triage was a good idea. In practice, at times, it was anything but.
Realistically, on the weekends, we still are unsafe. We don't have the staff to deal with the calls that are coming in.
This investigation by two undercover reporters in Bristol and Dorking highlighted everything that was going wrong at NHS 111.
I remember once we sent out an ambulance for a cat scratch.
This medical centre in South East London has 20,000 patients. The service lasted just a couple of days here in March before buckling.
They couldn't manage the volume of calls. The times to answer calls were long. The process that patients have to go through till they get an answer from this system is very protracted. A lot of patients gave up before they even got to that stage. The commissioners of the service locally realised that the service was potentially dangerous and pulled it very quickly.
It's emerged that official evaluation of the NHS pilot scheme had not been published before the contracts were signed. NHS Direct based the entire operation on pilots where they expected to earn £13 a call. In fact, they brought in between £7 and £9 a call, leaving a huge shortfall. In addition, each call took twice as long as expected. Critics argue that replacing nurses with computers was destined to end badly.
It's all got too complicated. I think the simple thing is go back to a system that was nurse-led. Under NHS Direct, nurses used to handle around 60 to 70% of the calls. That's gone right down to about 20%. And in the end, you get what you pay for. And that's basically the service we've got at the moment.
Some still believe that while far from perfect, the system has a future.
People need to understand that we're not complacent about this. This was a real issue. Things are much improved, but we can do better and we will do better and we will be continuously looking at ways that we can improve this service.
Do you think I should chat to a clinician or just do it?
We haven't got the clinicians to spare.
The immediate challenge now is to find someone to take on the contracts NHS Direct is pulling out of. Restoring confidence may prove even harder. Enda Brady, Sky News.